like motherfucking Christmas up in here. Ho, ho, ho.
And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you know what? It is Christmas. We are doing Christmassy stuff. This is a Christmas special, Tony.
It is.
There's going to be mince pies and Jack Daniels all over the place.
But fantastic.
First up, how about a little bit of charity?
Ooh, lovely.
Destination Venus. I just can't wait for Christmas. Listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Destination Venus, all the way from Stoke, my friend.
Lovely.
We do have a lot of romantic destinations on this week's show. I'm telling you that up front. Okay. Stoke, of course, being the first. And that is a track off a Now I'm wondering now if it's a Christmas EP or a Christmas single. I think it's a Christmas single. They brought out for charity, Tony. And the way to find out more about Destination Venus and their charity single, I Just Can't Wait for Christmas. Most of the Christmas songs we are playing this week, Tony, there is a certain amount of irony to them.
Okay.
And the whole show's not Christmassy. It's pretty much 50-50. With a Christmas classic halfway through.
Beautiful.
But what is Destination Venus's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DestinationVenus.
Facebook.com/DestinationVenusPunks, or as I like to say it, Destination Venus Punks.
Nice.
Yeah, Destination Venus Punks. So that's how you spell that, isn't it? Destination, then Venus, then Punks. But it's like Destination Venus Punks, which I do like. I do like it when people add on the punk and their name ends in an S. Basically, if you're anything that's the something, it's normally plural, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you add punk on the end of that, we just automatically get spunk. And that's the best way to a white Christmas, Tony. Right, I'm leaving that there. The important thing is it's probably been the Internet One, Tony Nil. And I've got a lot of additional material, but I'm not going to read it out now because I've done that. So instead, I'm just going to crack on with the next song for now. And we'll find out all about each other and life and how many mince pies I can get through in one show after the next two songs. Is that all right?
That's fine.
I've hardly let you speak. Is there anything you'd like to say at this point?
Nope.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Think so.
Okay. All right, well, maybe there'll be something you'll desperately want to say later on in the show. Two songs by bands, both who have the in them, and who both start with a D, Tony.
Ooh.
I know. It's like, what is this madness? So neither of these are Christmas songs. Don't panic. Not everything's Christmas songs this week. These are full on, full on, mate, in that I'm just going to say now, stay tuned for the Deadites. But before them, or if you are perhaps French, the Deadites, but we'll talk about that in a bit because I can't be doing that. It's the Deadites. Before them, a band called The Darts, Tony, not to be confused with Darts, who were, of course, the rather popular 1970s and very early 80s English rock and roll band, harking back to the days of the Teddy Boy.
Okay.
Instead, I'm talking about The Darts, who are all the way from, 50-50, Phoenix, Arizona, where I've been, and Los Angeles, where I've been. No, I haven't been to Phoenix. I haven't been to Phoenix, Arizona. What am I talking about? I want to go to Phoenix, Arizona. I've been to Albuquerque.
I've been to Phoenix, Arizona.
You've been to Phoenix, Arizona, and we've both been to Los Angeles.
There you go.
And I can think of two no more less deserving men to have been to both those. But anyway, this all-girl band, you love them already, Tony.
I do.
A band called The Darts, as I say, and split up. That, but actually, a couple of bands that split up sort of late last year, I think, and then the girls got together, found each other sort of thing. Both have appeared in other bands before, going back years, and I'll say both because there's two sets. So there's two girls in Phoenix and two that are based in Los Angeles, and they've managed to put together an absolutely brilliant garage punk album between them without actually meeting up to do the recordings, if you see what I mean, man.
Okay.
It's absolutely brilliant. All by Slovenly Records. Hello to Slovenly. Hello to Joe and everyone else there. We love you guys. Everything you send us, we love. And The Darts, no exception, Tony. This is a really, really brilliant album.
Okay, cool.
And I think you personally are going to like it a lot.
All right.
What we need to know is, though, what is The Darts website?
TheDartsPunk.com.
Good idea. I think you wanted it to be that. So you say The Darts Punk. But it's actually TheDarts.us.
Oh.
It's one of those ones, mate. It's one of those weird new ones, isn't it? Messing about. So anyway, it is TheDarts.us. Paul Levine is it too. Tony Nil. As I say, stay tuned for the Deadites. We'll be ridiculously childish about how you pronounce their name after you've met. But first up, this is I Want Your Fun.
Yeah.
sub.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. I should say Gnarly Wave Volume 1, open brackets, Bongo Boy, close brackets. I'm just going to say Gnarly Wave from now on, Tone.
I think that's best.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath. And do you know what? I'm actually going to edit this as I go along, so I am getting rid of the extra things that I've put about Gnarly Wave by clicking and tapping. They've gone. Now it just says Gnarly Wave. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Deadites, a band I don't believe we've played before, who are all the way from Peterborough, Tony.
Wow.
As I say, a very romantic show this week. Very romantic. You've now had Stoke and Peterborough, and it's only going to get better. And I don't think we've played them before, and they are another one of the bands that is playing Manchester Punk Festival next year.
Oh, okay.
And that track is available on the Manchester Punk Festival free download volume 11, which we featured, was it last week, week before?
Might have been the week before.
Yeah, so if you'd like to find out more about the Deadites, Tony, can I suggest you go to their Facebook page, which is?
Facebook.com/TheDeaditesUK.
Good shout!
Yeah?
Now, what made you think that?
Well, I'm sure there's a US band called The Deadites, and I was hoping again that it would be The Deadites Suck.
It is The Deadites Suck, and you're absolutely right. It's facebook.com/TheDeaditesUK, TheDeaditesUK, The Deadites UK, or as we like to say it, Tony,
The Deadites Suck.
The Deadites Suck. It's right up there with Destination Venus Spunks. Or Destination Venue Spunks and Deadites Suck. What a great start for the show. So, the thing is, Tony, do you think, you're right, there is another band called The Deadites that have been going for years and years and years and years and were, well, not years and years and years and years, and years, that would be way too many years, who are more of a sort of goth electronic band.
Right.
Because the word Deadite, I think, comes from a film, doesn't it?
About Evil Dead 3.
See, you just have the information to hand. Or how do you, is it just because you're geeky?
Possibly. I do like
but
it, though.
Not, I don't think I've seen Evil Dead 3.
It's the medieval one, the medieval dead.
No, I haven't. I've seen Evil Dead 2 when he ends up going back, at the end of the film, he goes back to those times, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then in that one, they refer to them as the Deadites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good film.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to talk about that.
So there you go.
Like, because what I wanted to talk about here was how should we pronounce the Deadites?
Because, right.
What, sorry?
Right.
Well, yes, I know that. But we're finding that.
That's true.
I was trying to think how ridiculous we could say it, but no, you just bored everybody there. All right, let's just call them the Deadites. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do, yes.
Let's hear them then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook,
tra-la-la-la-la. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along.
Hang on. I didn't say I'll never tire of that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'll never tire of that tone.
There you go.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
That's better.
Right. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do leave us a comment. We are doing, you know, we don't take a break over Christmas. So if you are sat around Christmas Day, Boxing Day, do leave us a comment. Get in touch. We've had two this week. First of all, from Mike Pashler.
Hello, Iron Mike.
Iron Mike, who is inquiring, just how big is your front step, Tony? And not a euphemism. You seem to be tiling it for months now. I did post him a little picture and an update.
Yeah. This front step, mate, that was a big job, isn't really, is it?
Oh, really not. I do about 2-3 tiles about once every 3 weeks. Because it's cold.
Tony, it's such an insignificant job. It's even something that I could take on.
It really is. Problem being, you kneel down in front of my house to do the tiling and the wind goes right up the crack of your arse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else then. Because if you kneel down to do the tiling at my house, Tony, it's not the wind you want to be worried about.
Right, okay. Fair play.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. You do live at the top of a mountain.
It is a bit windy up this hill. Well, but I'll let you know, Mike, when it's done, I'll post another picture. I might email you.
That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
There you go. Seffy Camel has been in touch.
Brilliant.
And he says, wishing you both a very mildly quirky Christmas.
Oh, Tony, that's the point. I haven't said mild quirkiness in a very long while.
Yeah. I did notice the editing's been quite easy this past few weeks. I have a way to stop the cats from using your garden as a litter tray.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Put a house brick on the patch they seem to use. Fill the dip in the brick with pepper and wait. When the cat sniffs the pepper, it will sneeze and knock itself out on the brick. Then genius. Simply dispose of it as you like.
Genius.
Absolutely. Well, he is the king. He is the knowledge of all cats.
He is. Yeah. And the thing is, I won't dispose of it.
No?
I'll just leave it there as a warning to other cats.
Like what they used to do with pirates.
Yeah. Excellent. Exactly what they used to do with pirates. Because they were always shitting in my garden.
Oh, yes. Be a pirate. And that's it, really, for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right then. Have I got a song for you?
Ooh.
Right. So there's a bloke and his surname is Blaha. Or Blaha, right?
Right.
And he's brought a Christmas single, and it's kind of ironic and kind of jokey. He is one of the members of The Blind Shake that we have played on the show before from Minneapolis. And but he's calling himself for this single Blaha! Right?
Nice.
Which is brilliant. It's a great single. It's really good. A little bit different to what we normally play on the show, Tony, in so much as it does appear to have some of that acoustic guitar in it.
Oh, dear.
But I think you'll like it. Kind of bluesy, rootsy, nice and dirty, and a bit Christmassy, and excellent. So what I'm going to do here is, he hasn't got a website for this single, but you can find out about the single, and indeed buy it, should you like to, via Slovenly Records, which is slovenly.com.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought I'd do, seeing as we are playing a member of the band, what is, for the point, what is The Blind Shake's website?
Blindshakes.com?
Well, theblindshake.com. Yeah, sorry, I said that. Yeah, they are The Blind Shake. So I'm going to give you that. Theblindshake.com. Shake, as opposed to Middle Eastern Leader. Theblindshake.com. Poorly the internet too. Tony too. It's Christmas time, and I have nothing left to lose.
Yes, I'm broke again. So mad, I start to grin. When are you?
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blaha, and it's Christmas time, and I have nothing left to lose. What a great song, and proper Christmassy, and I have pretty much kept up the symmetry this week, so you'll have the same number of Christmas shows in the second half of the show, and indeed the next track we're playing is also a Christmas song.
Right.
Kind of.
Right.
Now then, did you do anything last week?
A couple of things. One, had our last band practice of the year. Went very well. Actually started out with us getting our first gig offer.
Really?
So it looks like we'll be doing a gig at the Doghouse in March.
Brilliant.
Unless it gets cancelled and we cry off. But I think it should be enough time. Because we've got all of us together now. We've got the songs. We've got three
it's
people.
It's absolutely enough time.
Yeah. So fingers crossed, if nothing changes, March the 3rd. But yeah, so that's good.
Brilliant.
I had my braces removed.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I can feel my teeth.
Is
very
it
happy
brilliant?
About that.
Was it weird?
No, I thought it would be weird, but I think I never quite got used to having them in the first place, so it just felt instantly normal, apart from I can touch my teeth with my tongue, and they feel very polished.
Right.
Because they polished them because they took all the glue off. But very, very happy.
Brilliant.
That is gone.
Well, I'd love to say I did something so healthy.
What did you do?
I went to see the Bleach Boys at the Sumac. Oh, my goodness. It's just such a ridiculous place. And what a fantastic gig. Great fun. Thanks to everyone who came down. Thanks to the Sumac Centre for putting it on. Punks for the Homeless. Raised a few quid. They wouldn't have raised that much, I don't suppose. But it was good. It wasn't full, but it was brilliant. And really, really good fun. And I once again started shouting Sooty and Sweep in opportune moments. And you could tell the guitar player wasn't happy. But you know what? I've been shouting it for 20 years. I'm not going to stop now. They were on good form, actually, the Beach Boys. They were really, really good. But afterwards, because my mate Russ had come down, who lives in Bradford. And Russ, I know from the Psychobilly meeting in Spain that I went to 5 years running, I think. Something like that.
Mm.
And and then I had a year or two off, and then I went again, and then I had last year off again. It don't matter about that. Russ is a great bloke. He had a great time. I had a great time. But when we left there, we went to the pub up the road from my house, which is interesting, to say the least. And when we were in there, everyone was obviously, it being nearly Christmas, we were in all their Saturday best gear, their pulling gear. Everyone was looking good in their Saturday gear, including a bloke who is known as Big Kev.
Right? Okay.
And I don't know Big Kev, and I didn't see Big Kev's T-shirt, largely because I was having trouble seeing anything at all.
Right.
Right, possibly because my eyes were half shut, what with all that booze and that. But Big Kev had a T-shirt on that everyone was loving. Right, and Big Kev's T-shirt, and honestly, you don't think about this. Right, Tony, if you're going to go out on a Saturday night and you want to attract the ladies, what would you wear?
I'd wear something computer related, maybe something with a hard disk on the front of it.
Okay. Well, Big Kev went for a slightly different approach.
Okay.
Big Kev, whereas everyone else was dressed in like nice shirts and nice slacks and all that sort of thing, Big Kev had a T-shirt on, and on the front of the T-shirt was written the words, "Hey ladies, fancy a ride on Big Kev." Right?
Okay.
And on the back of the T-shirt was a photograph of his own penis. Which was enormous.
Right.
And it was like, hey, you know, I mean, if you've got it, flaunt it, you know. But it was just, and I never saw this T-shirt, that's the thing, because I kept not being able to see Big Kev. I mean, I might have blacked it out, but it was like, yeah, what a brilliant thing. Well, I can see how that will make sense.
Does it work?
Well, I didn't wake up with a sore bum.
Right.
No, I don't know, Tony. I don't know whether it worked or not. I didn't hang around to find out.
Right, okay.
So, anyway, that's that. And now for something different, in that this is going to be quite a long run to the next track. We haven't played anything by Alien Sex Fiend in quite a while.
Right.
But they have got a classic Christmas single that they brought out in the late 80s. However, there is some very sad Alien Sex Fiend news, and I'm going to read out from the website. As some of you already know, and to those of you who have not heard this news until now, we are sorry to be the bearers of such news, but our very dear friend of almost 30 years and current guitarist Simon Doc Milton died unexpectedly on September 22nd. It was a terrible shock to all of his family, his many friends, and everyone with a connection to Alien Sex Fiend, including all band and crew members, both past and present. We worked with Simon, aka Doc, more than anyone else ever within ASF, when all of the touring plus all of the recording sessions are added together. And we were, as you might know, in the middle of recording a new album with Doc and Matt Pod, so this was a devastating event for us, and it brought everything to a halt. We've both been numb, that is, Nick Fiend and Mrs. Fiend. We could not believe losing him. It's taken until now for us to absorb this news and gather our thoughts and be able to write about Doc, and also to let you know where next for Alien Sex Fiend. But we are sure that you will understand that it has taken us this time to start thinking about going forward. Thank you to everyone who has sent messages of condolence. Your kind words and thoughts have been very much appreciated. We've passed them on to Doc's family and his wife and two children on your behalf, Nick and Mrs. Fiend. There are then a load of memories about Doc that I was going to read out, but there's lots of it. Suffice to say that we will all... It was Doc, by the way, because he was in charge of prescribing the medication before the gig.
Right.
And the medication was Jack Daniels and Coke.
Right.
So I will be raising a Jack Daniels and Coke, or Jack Daniels and Cola, should I say, in his honour, at my first opportunity. And I hope everyone else will the same. And our thoughts are with Alien Sex United this time. What a lot of band people have died this year.
Oh, it's been a shocking year for it.
Really has. But this one is one that affects Punky. Whereas the others are kind of bands that, yeah, whatever. Doc Milton, I saw Doc Milton play with them live, and he was great, you know, really brilliant. So I am sorry, and I hope that they're all right. But anyway, the upshot of all this is that we are going to play an Alien Sex Fiend song right now.
Okay.
And Alien Sex Fiend hailing from, well, London and South Wales, and they brought out this Christmas thing that's got arguably one of the best opening lines in a Christmas song. I'm not talking about the very start of it, when he goes, "Bootiful, bootiful," which is a reference to Bernard Matthews.
Yeah.
But the bit after that, when they actually start singing, it clears up a lot. Anyway, Tony, what is Alien Sex Fiend's website?
ASFofficial.com?
Good idea, because it's not just Alien Sex Fiend, it's a complicated one. It's ASF-13thmoon.demon.co.uk. But if you type in Alien Sex Fiend to the internet, guess what? You'll find them.
You will.
Point is, it's Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is the rather majestic Stuff the Turkey.
Boo-a-fool. Boo-a-fool. And that's boo-a-fool. Boo-a-fool. Beautiful. Have you ever wondered why Santa's cheeks are ruby red? Jolly, he's off his head.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stuff the Turkey and the brilliant line, "Have you ever wondered why Santa's cheeks are ruby red? He's not jolly, he's off his head."
Nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Christmas
time. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me to read out, do email me. Tony@funkyradio.com. Who's playing? How much is to watch them play? Where is it? Do let me know. There's nothing on this week that I... Well, there clearly is something on this week, but I haven't got any gigs this week. But Sussex Saint did email last week with an upcoming gig at the Wonder Club in London.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's the Resolution Festival, and it's from the 5th of Jan to the 13th of Jan. And there's lots of things on different days. It's, if you go to the100club.co.uk, you can find more about it. It is an 11-day festival of all things punk.
Featuring the 100 Club as well. It's a great venue.
Featuring the Vibrators, the Boys, GBH, Superhumans, Nick Cash, TV Smith, Discharge, the Lurkers are playing. So, yeah, it is. I think, I can't remember if I've been there. I think I have. But if not, yeah, it's a top venue, isn't it?
It is. It's a fantastic venue, the 100 Club. But beware, they do start quite early.
It says 7:30 here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you go down early because the first band does go on at 8 o'clock, as I discovered, much to my chagrin, Tony, when I showed up to see the Nipple Erectors thinking they were on last and discovering they were on first and I missed them. Yeah. I still got to see Johnny Moped and the Cute Leppers, but I did go down there to see the Nipple Erectors, who we played on the show a few weeks ago with their classic "That's Why They Call Me the King of the Bop," and missed them. So do make sure you get there early.
That's it. That's all I have there now for the gigs this week.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Whatever. I've got a gig for you this week, Tony, to make up for it. One that's happening this Friday. It's a gig that I picked in the world, yeah. So now it's time for...
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of that.
Cool.
I'm just so proud of that. So, this Friday, the 23rd, Tony, the Franks and Deans are playing, or the Franks and Deans are playing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas. And they will have a band that we've played on the show recently called The Quitters, who will be performing their new Christmas EP as support. So to celebrate the fact, we are going to play a track from The Quitters' new Christmas EP right now. But that, for the minute, that concludes...
Boy Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of that, Tony.
Excellent.
So very proud of that. So anyway, here we are with The Quitters. Again, I wasn't planning on playing them this soon after we played them before, but you know what? It's a great, great Christmas EP they brought out. What is The Quitters' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheQuittersLV.
Nah, good idea, but we've been through this. Facebook.com/QuittersPunk, or as I like to say it, Facebook.com/QuittersPunk. Quitterspunk, there we go. This is great, and just enjoy it greatly. So what's that? It's Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony 2 now.
Sounds right.
And this is Chronic Christmas.
Christmas!
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Very festive, very funny. And we've got a classic, funny, festive one for the end of the show as well. But the next two tracks aren't Christmas.
Right.
Even though we are Christmas, Tony.
We are Christmas.
Speaking of which, you doing anything this week?
Christmas.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so broke up from work on Friday, so I've got this week to kind of try and get some presents. I was going to try and go to the centre of fun, Milton Keynes, this week. But I'm not going to now. I was going to have my amp to be serviced for a Christmas present, but I've got no spaces till January, so I'm not.
Oh, was that
no long...
the Marshall Factory?
Yep.
You must have your photograph taken when you do go, right? By the Lemmy cardboard cutout, and then we'll put them both on the Punky Radio website. It's about time we updated those pictures.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Is that a deal? And we'll both be standing there at different times with Lemmy.
Is it in the which bit? Is it in? Is it the Christmas service bit?
Yeah. Yeah. Just
excellent.
Just when you walk in, yeah. But there's a fantastic display of all manner of rock and roll paraphernalia.
Oh, I'm looking forward to going. It's going to be like Christmas.
Really, and they're really nice people. The reception staff are brilliant as well.
Ah, great. But yeah, so that's I'm doing that on the 16th of Jan.
Right.
So apart from that, families for Christmas, hoping to go away if we can. But as always, I am sadly disorganised. But something will happen.
Right. That. Well, I am not going to see my family for Christmas this year, Tony.
Oh.
Because on Christmas Day, I'm going to be doing a shift in the warehouse.
Oh.
From 10 till 6.
Okay.
Yeah. It's double time, mate.
Hey.
It's double time. It's like, oh, you know what? I can drag myself out of bed, get down there for twice the money.
Relatively quiet.
You'd hope.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You'd hope. I'll have to be careful not to have too much to drink on Christmas Eve.
Definitely.
So, but I will more than make up for it Christmas night, I think, now. So, yeah, so I am off on Christmas Eve and on Friday the 23rd, so I might get to see a band around here. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Who knows? But, yeah, that's me as well, really. So, and then next week we're going to do our Between the Wars show, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Shall we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
So stay tuned for a band called The Runouts that I'll tell you all about after we've heard them. But first up, a band called Lucy and the Rats, Tony.
Okay.
Who have come to us via Dirty Water Records. They've got a new single out in time for Christmas. It's not a Christmas single, it just manages to coincide with it. Lucy herself is from Australia and was in a band in Oz that were too successful called the Spazzies for years, and the Rats are her London backing band.
Right.
As you know, in that there, London. So, and this single actually comes out on the 23rd, I think. It comes out this Friday. So, if you like what you hear, the best thing to do is go to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Lucy and the Rats.
Facebook.com/Lucy-and-the-rats-8174241016458089. And why is that, Tony?
Ryan said default, you're out.
Said default, you are out. Yeah. Again, type in Lucy and the Rats to that there Google and you will be able to track them down. And this is kind of, well, they're described as a sort of a blondie, but more sort of garagey, but more, they've got a real sort of 60s feel to them. I think you'll like this, Tony. As I say, stay tuned for the Runouts. But first up, with it now being Paul being step 5, Tony 2, this is This Situation.
Yeah.
friendship wound.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Runouts and a track called Feculent Creatures. The Runouts, Tony, are, well, half of them are half of the Drunk Nuns that we played the other week. Oh. And they got in touch to say thanks for playing the Drunk Nuns. We've got a new band as well now called The Runouts. Here is our latest album. And they sent me it and I was brilliant. So I thought, well, it'd be daft not to play a track of that as well. So that's what I did, Tony. You can find out more about The Runouts by going to the website, which is...
Runouts.com?
It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 5. They did say in the email that they are very active on Facebook, so you can get their Facebook page via the website, and then I imagine you can get in touch with them if you'd like to. Mm. So that's nice.
Cool.
Yes, it is. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your track nominations. This is the last one I have, so it'd be nice to get a last one for next week if you can email me.
It really would.
So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Sussex Sane's been in touch.
And well, hello to you, Sussex
Sane. He does help out with the content, Mr. Sane.
He really is. He is. He's almost the fifth Beatle now.
The smashing man.
Imagine.
Right, so he says, hi Tony, for this week's twat I would like to paint a rather disturbing picture for punky listeners to illustrate the reason for this person to be twatted. As an aside, this does risk another is a legend, by the way, but anyway. it is the year 2044. Punky Radio has just celebrated its 38th anniversary when Paul B. Edwards, after two songs in a row, the last being a new song from the reformed Beach Boys, announces that at the age of 73 he has become a father for the first time. The aged Lothario's 30-year-old partner who lives in Oslo is hoping that Paul will not be an absent father and insists he gives up his regular hitching comedy shows to relocate permanently to Norway. Now, as ridiculous as this scenario sounds, I think everyone will know who this actually refers to. I would first like to congratulate Mick Jagger on the birth of his eighth child and nominate him for a punky twatting for his relentless womanising since he had his first child when he was 27. He's fathered 8 babies by 5 mothers. They've been relentless womanizers and seemingly having an unending appetite for procreation. Mick Jagger, from whatever tax haven he lives in these days, is a twat.
Yeah, you can't have a good act, can you? What is he thinking?
I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
What is he thinking? It's just like, oh, come on, Mick Jagger. I mean, look, the thing is, there is a certain amount of, yeah, fair play, he's still got it and all that, but... It's not fair on the child.
Not really.
unless he really does live for a long time. And even if he does, it means the kid is looking at a very, very old parent. Mm. You know, he's like, oh, come on, mate. It's not like he's going to be going down the park playing football with him. Oh, actually, he's saying that, he probably will.
Probably will.
Yeah. Keith in goal. They'll have Keith in goal and Charlie Watts playing in midfield. But yes, we can. He can definitely be twatted for this. It's about time we twatted a legend.
Isn't it just? At least he's still alive. That's all we can say for 2016.
Yeah, it's true.
So for being a relentless womanizer,
it's still early days.
Can hold on for another 20 days or whatever it is, for 11 days, 12 days.
Yeah.
So, for being a relentless womanizer and seemingly having an unending appetite for procreation, Mick Jagger, from whatever tax haven he lives in these days,
is a twat. He really is as well.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Sussex Saint. It's been a pleasure dealing with you this year. Last track this week, Tony, and we're playing out with a Christmas song.
Beautiful.
I think it's right. It's not any old Christmas song, Tony.
Okay.
There's a new Christmas EP out by none other than The Kirks, who first came to our attention via TNS Records, and hello to everyone there. The EP is called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and it's like a Christmas story. So it's got sort of spoken word track, and then a song, and then spoken word, and then a song, and then spoken word, and then a song. And I think there's 4 songs and 5 spoken word bits, or it might be the other way around, but it's really nice. It's really good. It's a nice Christmas story.
Cool.
Alternative Christmas story.
That's nice.
And the track we're going to play is the first musical track on it. I mean, it's all music because it doesn't matter. I mean, the best thing you can do is just get it. Mm. A good way to get it would be to go all the way from Macclesfield, Tony.
Okay.
That very, very fashionable romantic destination.
Beautiful.
It is. It's actually a nice place. What is The Kirks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Kirks.
It is indeed. It's not a bad... You come back well there. Tony 4, Paul being set 5.
That's all right.
That's not bad at all, is it? Let's get hammered.
Approach the door, Mom and Hannah, please stand. No taking, you can't come in. This is business, understand.
that's about the size of it for this week. That was The Kirks and Let's Get Hammered. What a cracking song to finish the show. Tony, could you mention the internet stations that carry this wonderful programme?
We are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And hello and Merry Christmas to all of our online listeners, and indeed all of our listeners. We'll next talk to you between the walls. It'll be around the 28th or 29th, I think, wouldn't it, when the show goes up.
Like that.
Something like that. When we will be doing our best of the second half of 2016.
Yes.
That's right, isn't it?
You will.
Tony, is there anything, is there a Christmas wish you'd like to make for people?
I wish everyone to see Twats and to email me them. And have a good Christmas, of course. And please don't die.
Yes.
Because we need all listeners we can get. So hang in there.
I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Budger gun! Budger gun, yeah! Jane Austen!
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here! Ho, ho, ho!